Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Human Rights. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has created human beings in the best of forms. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ O mankind, fear your Lord, have taqwa of your Lord, who created you from one soul and created from it its mate, and dispersed from both of them many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, through whom you ask one another, and the wombs wal arham. Brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed human rights in Islam are something that have been preserved. The Sharia itself decrees that such rights are ordained and to be protected. And from such rights are the right to human dignity. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَى كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we indeed honored the children of Adam and carried them on the land and the sea and provided for them of the good things and preferred them over much of what we have created with definite preference. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that He has made human beings honored and of a rank and stature. From the manifestation of such honor is that Allah has created human beings in the best of forms, being of balanced proportion and of beautiful appearance. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. So all people and all of humanity are blessed in so much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them human beings. And so everyone is entitled to a state of dignity and respect, and everyone has rights associated with their humanity by the intrinsic nature of their being human. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alludes to this honor and alludes to this intrinsic disposition of dignity by touching upon such blessings that human beings have been given. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out the fact that human beings have been taught the ability to speak and to have eloquence and clarity. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ That Allah has created man and taught him bayan, speech or eloquence. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that from such blessings is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human beings knowledge, right? He has taught them that which they did not know. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from such blessings is that He has facilitated for them the earth with all of its expansiveness, with all of its land and all of its seas. And this has only been facilitated for human beings so that they can exercise their right to build therein, to construct their communities and civilizations, and to enjoy the bounties therein. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهُ. And He has subjected to you whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth, and all of this is from Him. So, brothers and sisters, all of our blessings come to us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a way of facilitation and as a way of mercy for us. And this is also, in this greater way, is what? Is so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows for us to come to know Him, to come to know Him through His Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, and to come to know Him through the books of revelation wherein which we have the Quran, and that He facilitates for us the way of ibadah, the way of devotion, and the way of worship. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ, that Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity through the means of creation to worship Him, but He has done so in a way that we make the choice. Whether we wish our intellects to be illuminated, and whether we wish to be functioning as proper human beings, or we wish to be like the lowest of the low, or adal, or even more misguided than the an'am, than the cattle, because we choose the way of darkness. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all of this facilitation and all of this honor, says, La ikraha fi al-deen. There is no compulsion in religion. Why? قَدْ تَبَيْنُ رُشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. Because that which is true guidance is already clear and distinguished from that which is falsehood. And so may we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are grateful for the blessings He's given us. To make us of those who honor all human beings simply by the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored them. And this is the ultimate discourse of human rights. This is not a superficial discourse of human rights. This is the ultimate discourse of human rights, because it accepts and recognizes human beings for what they are and what their ultimate purpose is. It recognizes that human beings have been given a soul. It recognizes that human beings have been honored simply because their task and their vocation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been created, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He didn't create the jinn and the ins, illa يَعْبُدُونَ, so that they may worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this capacity, the men and women are equal. Black and white are equal. The West and the East are equal. The different races and the different ethnicities and the different genders are all equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we've all been given this great opportunity to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا, for men is a share of whatsoever they earn therein. وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا, and for women is a share of what they earn, i.e. strive, right? Strive, sari'u, hasten to this maghfirah of your Lord, to this forgiveness of your Lord, hasten to this attainment of mercy from your Lord. Make use of your humanity. Don't waste your humanity. Don't waste these intricate blessings that Allah has given you. The ability to see, to hear, to talk, to walk. All of this created. Allah subhanahu didn't create this batila. Allah subhanahu didn't create this for no meaning. Allah subhanahu didn't create this for a life of frivolous pursuit with no recognition of who you really are. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an honor. And we in turn should safeguard that honor by honoring ourselves for what we were created for, and honoring humanity on large. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ, and do not deprive the people of their due. Do not deprive the people of their due. And why? Because as we recognize the people of what their due is, then we know what the due of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Right? And when it comes to justice, we have to say, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that when it comes to judging between people, judge with justice. Judge by this criterion of truth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the people of truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us a people of frivolous pursuit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us a people who subsume a superficial discourse of human rights, a discourse of human rights that doesn't take into account eternal verities, eternal realities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is simply based on superficialities of hawa, of lusts and caprice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those who truly understand what human rights are, who truly understand what it is to be a human being, who truly understand the vocation, the path, and the task that our humanity asks of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us the ability to complete this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability, those who recognize and purify the light in their hearts and their souls, so they come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him as He deserves to be worshipped and as He intends for us to do so. I say this and I ask Allah's forgiveness for me and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.